Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
On Martha's Vineyard this Sunday, the Wampanoag Tribe of Aquinna will hold an election for tribal chair. At the heart of the vote is word this week that the tribe wants to quickly build a casino on the island, news that stunned many residents on the island, as well as officials in state government. From Martha's Vineyard, WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
I went to the offices of the Wampanoag Tribe of Aquinna, a shingle-style complex on tribal lands, to find out if I could see the community center where Chairwoman Cheryl Andrews-Maltese wants to develop a casino. I was told that, in her absence, I could not go to the site. To get there, people would have to travel on a narrow two-lane road called State Road.
The countryside here looks like much of the countryside all over the island, and especially in this part of the island called Up Island. There's a lot of scrub. There are some short trees, all barren of leaves now. Good old New England stone walls in perfect alignment.
A letter from the National Indian Gaming Commission released this week gives the green light to a casino, but there's disagreement as to how much legal weight that letter carries. Ron Rappaport does not give it much importance. He's the attorney for five of the towns on the vineyard, including Aquinna.
It is not an opinion from the Justice Department or from the Solicitor General of the United States, or more importantly, it's not a decision from a court.
The commission's letter revives the debate over whether the Wampanoag Tribe of Aquinna can build a casino on the island, whether it would be good for the tribe, and what it would do to the character of the overrun and yet still bucolic sanctuary that is Martha's Vineyard. The letter says the tribe never waived its sovereign rights to develop a casino when it signed a land settlement agreement with the town and the state 3 decades ago. But Ron Rappaport says the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court decided that the tribe is subject to town regulations. It was a case that involved a shed. The tribe argued that it did not need a building permit from the town, but could issue its own building permit.
This Massachusetts Supreme Court carefully went through the history and concluded that the tribe waived its sovereignty in the settlement agreement as ratified by the legislature and Congress, and said that they absolutely need to have a building permit in order to build what was then just a shed.
But tribal member and Aquinna Selectman Spencer Booker sees a distinction between the shed and the community center where the tribe is proposing to develop a slots parlor and poker tables. The shed, he says, was not on sovereign tribal lands. The proposed casino would be.
And that court case did not address those lands. The tribe is, they have their own zoning, their own permitting process. They've been cooperative with the town in terms of letting us come in there and do our own inspections and things of that nature relative to the community center up until this point. And I just don't know where it would go from here. I don't know.
Booker works at Allie's, the general store in West Tisbury. It sells everything from asparagus to hardware and is the crossroads of what is called Up Island, the towns of West Tisbury, Chilmark, and Aquinna, away from the vineyard's more densely populated towns. People come into Allie's all day and all year. Construction workers on their breaks, seniors chatting, presidents of the United States and their daughters, and Sue Ruby walks in to pick up the paper, keen to share her opinion about the casino.
I think it's a disaster for the island. I understand why the Wampanoags would want to do that. I understand that it's their right to do it. I don't understand the federal decision without understanding the impact on the island. The traffic is going to be a disaster. They have a right to do it, but they don't have a right to destroy the island. Of course, there's a point of view that would say that we destroyed their island.
A casino would affect the entire island. At Mocha Mott's on Main Street in Vineyard Haven, people stop on their way to their jobs and to school and hold every imaginable opinion on the matter. Sitting at a table near the window, sipping his coffee, is Gene Leonard, who repairs diesel engines and electric systems at the Martha's Vineyard shipyard.
I have kind of mixed feelings about it. I think the Wampanoags are a sovereign entity. So they have some rights there, but it would also, I think, detract from the island to have a casino like that on the island. I think they've worked very hard to kind of keep the character of the island true, and it's a little difficult to see something like that come.
But some from a younger generation see it differently. Sarah Alexander is a high school senior on the Vineyard.
I think it's kind of exciting. I mean, nothing really happens like that on the Vineyard. I think it'd be cool, especially if it's in Aquinnah. Because they need a little action up there. And I know my dad would go there once in a while. And a lot of other dads would totally go down there.
The timing of the release of the casino letter by Chairwoman Cheryl Andrews-Maltese has some people wondering. Tribal member Spencer Booker says it's not a coincidence.
The timing of the letter coincides incredibly with the fact that we have an election on Sunday where their chairwoman is up for re-election, and she has a very strong opponent with Tobias Vanderhoop.
The 39-year-old Vanderhoop weighs his words carefully. He calls the timing interesting, given that the tribe received the letter last month.
It wasn't a surprise that our rights were going to be acknowledged.
Most Aquinnah Wampanoag agree that the tribe has the right to build a casino on Martha's Vineyard. But Vanderhoop, who's campaigning for more openness in tribal government, says people are divided over whether the tribe should open a casino on the island.
I am in favor of an appropriate gaming initiative for our people. But our people are the ones that actually have to define what is appropriate. And that discussion needs to really happen, you know, in a more in-depth way. People need to understand, you know, what the details are, how it would truly work so that they can fully make a decision, you know, an informed decision.
The 1,200 members of the Aquinnah Wampanoag tribe are scattered across New England. Most live on the mainland in New Bedford, Fall River, Worcester, the Boston area, and Rhode Island. They'd support a casino on the island. Most of the 300 members who live on the Vineyard oppose a casino. There's no absentee voting in the tribal election. People must return to the island to vote. And observers of this election say by releasing the letter from the National Indian Gaming Commission this week, Chairwoman Andrews-Maltese was trying to motivate mainlanders to come back for Sunday's election and vote for her. Andrews-Maltese said she would not grant an interview until next week after the election. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice on Martha's Vineyard.